Episode 27 for Saturday, April 27th. Tips for Apple's Find My Friends and Find iPhone applications. Welcome to Mac Minutes. Thanks for listening, and it's good to have you back. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's get started. In this episode, we will explore using Apple's Find applications to help you, your friends, and family. I'll tell you how to employ the apps and some tips I use. Let me tell you a trip to illustrate the benefits before I start. Quite often, I have to drop off my car or have my spouse drop me off while she runs an errand. I use the Find My Friends application to get a warning when she comes within a set distance and can precisely walk out of the store at the exact time she enters the parking lot. This is important in the middle of winter in Alaska, as well as it could be equally important in Las Vegas during the middle of summer. I'll tell you more tips, but want to briefly start from the beginning for any new application users. I wholeheartedly believe in Apple's dedication to privacy. However, there are occasions when sharing information with another loved one or finding that missing device can work to your favor. This doesn't have to be a permanent installation. You can turn this option on and off easily. Although, use your newfound Apple powers wisely. Don't abuse them and be a stalker. If you are considerate and both parties see the benefits, all will be fine. My friends and loved ones have shared their location and fitness stats with common courtesy. The applications prove to be a valued option. So let's start with setup and using Find My Friends. I'll put a picture of the icon in the show notes at macminutes.blubrry.net. If you haven't downloaded the application, you can find it in the App Store. Find My Friends is an Apple-developed application. Use Find My Friends to easily locate your friends and family from your iPhone, iPad, iTouch, Apple Watch, or on iCloud.com. The first step after installing the application is to add a friend. To use Find My Friends, make sure your friends have Find My Friends on their device too. You can only add friends from Find My Friends on your iPhone, iPad, or iTouch, not the Apple Watch. Open Find My Friends, tap Add. Choose a friend or enter their email address, then tap Send or Done to send their request. After your friend agrees to share their location, you can see their location in a list or on a map in the Find My Friends app or on iCloud.com. I'll cover now how to hide your location or stop sharing your location, especially to put those who want to be assured their privacy is at their discretion. To hide your location, just follow these simple steps. Open Find My Friends, tap Me, then turn off Share My Location. Tap Done, you'll see Not Sharing Location next to Me at the bottom of the screen. A typical scenario where this would apply might be a surprise birthday party you are attending where you wouldn't want the person of honor to know of your presence. If you don't want your friends to see your location and Find My Friends, you can stop sharing from the app on your iOS device or on iCloud.com. You can still see the location of your friends, but your friends see location not available when they try to locate you. On your iPhone, iPad, or iTouch, go to Settings and press on your name and tap iCloud. Look for Share My Location and turn off your name. All right, now let's talk some tips. My recommendation is to start with those loved ones which sharing your location is not an issue. For instance, when a loved one travels, it's comforting to know when they have gotten to their location and arrived to the airport after they take their phone off airplane mode. It prevents you from calling them late, only to wake them up or disturb them while they are trying to get settled. Let's take this one step further to get more in depth. You can set up notifications when a loved one leaves or arrives at a location. You can press on Other to adjust the area. This is the method where you can time your meeting them to align with their arrival. For instance, this makes timing a meal from when your partner leaves work, so meals are perfectly timed. Or if you are meeting at a restaurant, you'll know exactly when to ask for a table. There are a few limitations. You can use Find My Friends on multiple devices, as I said in the beginning. However, only one iOS device will be tracked. And for Apple Trivia, or if you are popular or use the app for business, only 100 friends can be followed or you can follow. The future of this application is bright. Apple is working to combine its tracking apps, Find My iPhone and Find My Friends, into one unified app available on both iOS and Mac, according to a new report from 9to5Mac. In addition, the report says Apple is developing a hardware product that can be attached to other items that Apple customers want to track, similar to what the Bluetooth Tracker Tile offers today. Hopefully, Apple will be able to use their networking capabilities to improve on the many types of Bluetooth trackers. I've tried several and have given up on many of them and have become frustrated with them. I've opted for devices that use satellite tracking capabilities and use them for luggage while I'm traveling. Yes, they are more expensive, but they have never failed me. The idea is that a unified app would then serve as a way to track anything. Apple devices or other important items like a handbag or backpack, as well as the location of family members and trusted friends, and all this information would be securely synced to iCloud. The new hardware tag will be paired to a user's iCloud account, and users will be able to receive notifications when a device like their iPhone gets too far away from the tag. Users will also be able to configure locations to be ignored and can opt to share a tag's location with friends or family. And like Tile, when the item with the tag attached goes missing, users could put the tag into a lost mode that would alert the owner when it's found. The finding takes place by way of a crowdsourced network that includes every other Apple device owner who's opted to use the same tracking service. With Apple's crowdsourced network likely being larger, it will likely be more advantageous to current devices using the technology. I personally look forward to Apple announcing such a device, and as a reminder, this comes from the tech journalists. It makes sense as it will give a new source of a device revenue for Apple, and perhaps subscription revenues. We will see what happens in upcoming keynotes. Let's switch to the Find iPhone application, also from Apple. I'll put that icon in the show notes also. If you lose your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, or might think it might be stolen, this application might help you find it and protect your information. So if Find My iPhone is enabled on your missing device, this is how you can use the app to find your device. Sign into iCloud.com, find on a Mac or PC, or use the Find My iPhone app on your iPhone, iPad, or iTouch. Find your device, open Find My iPhone, and select a device to view its location on the map. If the device is nearby, you can have it play a sound to help you or someone nearby find it. Turn on Lost Mode. Using Lost Mode, you can remotely lock your device with a passcode, display a custom message with your phone number or your missing device's lock screen, and keep track of your device's locations. If you added credit, debit, or prepaid cards to Apple Pay, the ability to make payments using Apple Pay on the device is suspended when you put your device in Lost Mode. Report your lost or stolen device to local law enforcement. Law enforcement might request the serial number of your device. Let me tell you a real-life story about my stolen iPod before you go roaring over to the location to get your lost device. My car was broken into, and I followed the above advice, and a few days later, the Anchorage Police Department said it was turned into a pawn shop, and I could go pick it up. Through the process at the pawn shop, I was able to see who had pawned it. Of course, I wanted to confront who had potentially did about $1,000 of damage to my truck and stole my items. In the process, my daughter, who is also an Apple enthusiast, had the background of the person of interest. In the interest of time, the convicted felon was no one to be messed with, and was not in my best interest to go further. She likely saved me from a pretty bad situation. Ask the police to help you. If you cannot find it, it's time to erase your device. To prevent anyone else from accessing the data on your missing device, you can erase it remotely. When you erase your device, all of your information, including credit, debit, or prepaid cards for Apple Pay, is deleted from the device, and you won't be able to find it using Find My iPhone. After you erase a device, you can't track it. If you remove the device from your account after you erase it, activation lock will be turned off. This allows another person to turn on and use your device. Report your lost or stolen device to your wireless carrier so they can disable your account to prevent calls, texts, and data use. Your device might be covered under the wireless carrier plan. If you do find your device later, you can turn off lost mode by entering your passcode on your device. You can also turn off lost mode on iCloud.com or from the Find My iPhone app. So now you know how to make the best of these two great applications and how they can make your life better and potentially save hours finding your iPhone. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you for listening to Mac Minutes, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.